Valentin de Berriochoa was born in this Baroque palace, known as Ariola. He is the only Biscayan in the calendar of the saints' days, having been canonized in 1988. In his honor, the street bears his name. He studied for the priesthood in a seminary in Logroño. Later he entered the Dominican order, and then he went as a missionary to the Philippines and Vietnam, where he was a bishop and known as Vin the Victorious. He was beheaded in 1861, at the age of 34, and became a martyr for the Catholic Church. His remains were brought back here some years later, and now rest in the Church of the Conception. Valentin de Berriochoa wrote sermons about love and equality between humans. But there is another facet of the man that is perhaps more emotive still. The letters he wrote to his mother were in Basque, his first language, the language they spoke at home, in his town, and in his father's carpentry workshop. These letters show the character of a good man who left to go to the other end of the world for a dream, but who never forgot his roots, nor the deep love he had for his family and his land. There is a book published with 20 of these letters. This house where he was born is the current home of the Basque Language Service of Elorrio. We'll walk along this Berriochoa Street, because as you can see, there are another three palaces, Urquizu Uterbi, Ibaguen Urquizu, and a third name, which has been lost, as there are no coat of arms on the façade. Each reflects in its own way and style the architectural tendencies of their time.